was getting on the subway, and it was like when I was in the car. I have to go to work. I just need 5 minutes.
You're going to get to work after. Okay, 5 minutes.
Okay.
Drama. Catherine Zeta-Jones also stars. What do you think?
I like that you tied Haywire into that description, because this is from director Steven Soderbergh, and he had the movie Haywire.
I did that on purpose.
Nice work.
She
well played.
Realize what she was doing.
You had to work in Magic Mike, too.
I was writing at 3:30 this morning. Complete accident.
You're good. You know what? If you're like me, movies like Broken City and Gangster Squad, all that stuff from January of 2013, has left you feeling cinematically depressed. I get dizziness, lip sores, stuff like that. This is exactly what the doctor ordered. Again, from director Steven Soderbergh, who, you know, you put that name against something and it's usually going to be pretty good. Jude Law and Rooney Mara are both great in this. This is a slow burn prescription drug thriller. It's got a lot of twists and turns, maybe too many. And there's no big reveal like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that twist just happened. Stuff just kind of organically unfolds, and it's fun to watch. It's absorbing, it's intelligent, and I'm going to give it a B+. I had a really good time with it.
Okay, this next movie that's opening this weekend, I've seen all kinds of ads for. I've seen the trailer for it. It stars a couple of people I really like, Jason Bateman, Melissa McCarthy. It's called Identity Thief, and he tracks down a Florida woman who stole his identity, tries to take her to Colorado so he can restore his credit rating.
How is it that we're getting on that plane?
I already have my ticket, and I brought cash for yours.
Are we both going to show our Sandy Bigelow Patterson, same birthday, everything at the same time? Let the airline just have a field day with that? Or yeah, that's what I thought.
I really want this to be good, Brian.
I am the same way. I like Jason Bateman a lot. I like Melissa McCarthy, but this is a 110-minute lesson on how not to make a funny movie.
Oh, really?
Yes,
she
it's plain.
So darn funny.
She is. I kind of like her, though, in that bridesmaid supporting role where you don't get so much of her. But and maybe with the right material, and, you know, if she's starring, it would be great. But this is Planes, Trains, and Automobiles meets Midnight Run. You just got to take out all the wit, heart, brains, fun, action, laughter, and fun.
Snap.
You snap. I did snicker three times because I was keeping count because there were some decent jokes. I laughed twice. There were some better gags, and I smiled just once.
A laugh is better than a snicker?
Yeah, okay. But I only laughed twice. And then I smiled once when the movie ended. It's convoluted, it's formulaic, it's far-fetched. The whole thing, I was depressed afterwards.
Well,
that's why I'm glad I had side effects.
Some money.
D+ on that one.